Politico, Trump gains in South Texas continue. Hispanic women dominate in Texas primary. By Jacob Bliss on March 3, 2022. Following Texas's first-in-the-nation primary elections on Tuesday night, the establishment media outlet Politico acknowledged that the long-argued gains in South Texas under former President Donald Trump proved not to be a one-time deal but the beginning of a larger trend. The GOP saw continued strong turnout in the state's southernmost border counties in the latest display that Trump's gains among Hispanic voters were no anomaly, Politico confessed. However, the outlet also noted that after the runoffs on May 24, there could be up to 8 Hispanic Republican nominees, emphasizing that 6 of them could be women, and 2 of them could be out of what used to be a Democrat stronghold, the Rio Grande Valley. This could be a result of the Republican Party dumping money into South Texas and more Hispanic Republicans, especially women, seeking, before and during the campaign season, to weaken Democrat strength in that longtime Democratic stronghold, as Politico noted. We want to show Hispanics that this is what the Republican Party looks like. It looks just like them, Meyer Flores, who won one of the Republican nominations in South Texas, told Politico. We were raised to think that the Republican Party was for the rich and only white men, and that's not true. Look at us. We are the face of the party. Flores and Trump-backed Monica de la Cruz won the Republican nominations for their prospective seats. Senator Ted Cruz's, R, former aide, Cassie Garcia, is in the top spot heading into the May runoff, to face off against whichever holds the Democrat nomination after May. Either Democrat Representative Henry Quell or a socialist challenger Jessica Cisneros. Breitbart News previously wrote. Since 2016, there have been Republican uprisings happening across the country, according to the Washington Post. Everyday voters, especially Hispanic voters, have turned to the Republican Party after becoming frustrated with one-party Democrat rule in Washington, D.C. As the New York Times wrote, voters and candidates in South Texas claimed that Democrats are destroying a Latino culture built around God, family, and patriotism, and noted that Republican candidates have been building on the party's history of economic, religious, and cultural sentiment over the last decade. If any of the women win in November, it would be the first time a Hispanic woman has held a congressional seat in South Texas and the first time a Republican holds a seat. For those of us looking for hopeful signs that 2020 was an isolated incident in terms of the drop-off in Latino support for Democrats, we just didn't get that hopeful sign in these primary results, said Tom Bonier, CEO of Target Smart, a Democratic data firm, told Politico. This is evidence that there's more of a challenge there. A longtime Republican strategist, Leslie Sanchez, noted that the swing in Hispanic voting records is mostly due to Hispanics leaving some urban areas that vote Democrat and have started to vote more like their neighbors in more conservative areas. The primary results show it is not a one-off that was directly tied to Trump, but a larger movement of Hispanic voters, she told Politico. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.